I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. and many other countries have imposed restrictions on travelers from China as COVID-19 cases spike. After mass protests, the Chinese government ended its zero COVID policies. But China has an under-vaccinated population with little natural immunity, so hospitals have been filling up. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says,
I mean, it's spiking. I had a conversation with one of our contacts there that just about everybody she knows is dealing with what they assume is COVID. Not everybody's been tested, but many are, as a result of the lifting of this policy.
Despite the high cases, the Chinese government says it won't bring back zero COVID restrictions. Bibles for China is hoping for more ministry opportunities in 2023. Ask God to give them wisdom. And at a Baptist church in Plano, Texas, Christians recently explored some new ways to fulfill the Great Commission. Brad Prizer with E3 Partners says the church takes a Sunday a year to serve in the community. This year, Prizer's group worked with a ministry called Grace to Go.
Grace to Go basically takes food that's donated by different organizations, gathers it together, and takes it to a government-subsidized housing apartment complex and disperses and provides food to the people that are resident there, because many times it's very hard for them to feed their families with the limited incomes that they have.
During the barbecue, about 60 people from the church sat down and shared the story of Jesus. If you'd like to do something similar at your church, we'll connect you to E3 Partners training and resources at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.